Case number 11,029, Hertrick Properties LLC, east of Route 13, Sussex Highway, approximately 300 feet north of Bethel Concord Road. A variance from the front yard setback requirement and a variance from the landscape buffer requirement in the highway corridor overlaying zoning district.
Mr. Chairman, before we get started, just wanted to let you know that our office does have a conflict on this one. So if there is an issue that comes up or a question that council is needed, I ask that you direct those questions to Vince Roberts.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members of the Board of Adjustment. Thanks for the opportunity to present our variance request tonight. My name is Al Gukas. I'm the Corporate Secretary for Hertrick Properties 11. I have with me here tonight Mr. George Sapna, the President of Freedom Rides, who will be the tenant. Mr. Brock Parker, our civil engineer. He's the Vice President of Parker & Associates. And also, if we need him, I have Barry Neal from Regional Builders, who's our general contractor in the audience.
Okay, and are these gentlemen going to be offering testimony?
Yes, they are.
Then you need to come up and be sworn in, please, before we get started.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
George Sapna, 515 Nylon Boulevard, Seaford, Delaware.
Okay. We'll get you sworn in.
Okay.
Come on.
Al Gukas, 1427 Bay Road, Milford, Delaware.
Thank you.
963.
Okay.
That's good. Thank you, man.
Sir? Brock Parker, Parker & Associates, 528 Riverside Drive.
The guy who's testifying, too.
Okay. 1801.
Actually,
he's not. Okay. If not, I was going to get them all sworn in at one time if you think you might need.
Oh, my.
I mean, while we're doing it, you might want to.
Yeah, and I'll have, you'll have stuff to come up here.
Yeah, just in case you might need him. Be better if we could. Please.
Oh,
thank you.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Barry Neal. My address is 22511 Seaford, Delaware.
Okay. Now, the four of you, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
In the head. Thank you, sir. Now you may proceed.
Okay. As the agenda states, we're here tonight to ask for your help with a variance from the parking setback requirement and landscape buffer requirement for tax map ID 1-32-7.00-3601 and 3604. This site will house our new Freedom Rides leasing dealership and the corporate offices. The property I'm referring to is the old Burke Equipment property on US 13 just north of Bethel Concord Road. Let's see. We purchased this property back in December of 2011, along with the parcel adjoining it to the north, to renovate for an auto leasing business and to house the corporate offices of Freedom Rides here. We chose this site because it had an existing shop and sales facility, had room for expansion, had good visibility, great proximity to the highway, and an existing fenced equipment and repair yard. We were surprised to find out late in the site plan approval process that we would need to move the existing parking lot back to accommodate a 25-foot parking setback. Tonight we'll show under Article 27, Section 115-211, that there's a uniqueness to this property, that this property cannot be developed within strict conformity for our use, that the difficulty was not created by us, the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, will not substantially impair the appropriate use of any adjacent property, or be detrimental to the public welfare, and the requested variances are a minimum of what will afford us relief. With that, unless there's any questions off the bat, I'd like to have Mr. George Sapna come up, say a few words regarding what Freedom Rides intends to do there.
Hey, gentlemen, are there any questions at this time? Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
None at this time, sir. So you proceed, please.
Good evening.
Evening, sir.
Good evening. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, my name is George Sapna. I'm the president of Freedom Rides Incorporated. Freedom Rides was founded in 2009 as a leasing company with the purpose of giving people with financial hardship the ability to have a vehicle while we help them rebuild their credit. We also provide a built-in warranty on our vehicles to help our customers keep their cars in good working order. Currently, we operate in Kent County and are planning to relocate our corporate office and open a new sales and service facility at the former Burke Equipment property in Seaford. We have grown from 2 employees in June of 2009 to now more than 30 employees in just over 3 years. Since our inception, we have helped over 1,200 people in Delmarva get transportation and improve their credit. We are expected to double that rate with the opening of a store in Seaford. The Seaford store will employ more than 36 people from the onset, with 80% of the employees earning higher than average wages. This would be a great benefit to the citizens of Sussex County. We chose the former Burke Equipment property because it's located in a similar setting to our existing Cheswold location, and because we were able to find an existing building where a similar business was being operated. It is important to us to maintain the existing parking lot configuration along the front of the property because visibility of our lot vehicles is key to achieving our sales. This is also the case for Burke Equipment. Maintaining the existing parking lot configuration provides us with frontline spaces for our sales lot. And without these frontline spaces, the property does not provide us with a reasonable use of the property. As with our Cheswold sales lot, we need to maintain a minimum number of frontline spaces which correspond directly to our sales. For example, in our Cheswold lot, near Dover, we maintain between 50 and 60 vehicles on that lot. Correspondingly, our sales vary between 50 and 55 vehicles per month. When we lower the number of vehicles on that lot, our sales go down. So there is a proportion to the number of vehicles we're able to display in public view and our sales. So, of course, being able to achieve our sales goals, which assume using the property in its current configuration, is a win-win for the community, as we are able to help more customers, hire more employees, and generate more economic revenue for our company and for the county. We're hoping that you will help us with this variance so we're able to achieve our goals and be successful in the future. Thank you.
Are there any questions, gentlemen? Mr. Rickard?
No.
Mr. Weber? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
I just have one. Mr. Sapna, you're aware of all the sign requirements for this property?
Yes, sir.
And the reason I asked that question is allowing the variance, we don't want to see additional signs on the property. We have had in the past with the property owner at the nearby location a problem with those signs. And
yes.
So we don't want that to be a problem in the future.
Yeah, there should be no problem with our signage. In fact, if you have a chance to see our Cheswold lot, it's a very clean, respectable presentation with no excessive signage. Or.
Mr. Mills, what lot was that, 35?
Well, it is a different property, but it's you're talking about the one that has had signs on it in the past. Yeah, it's the Hertrick Properties, and the only reason I bring that up is because Hertrick Properties owns this property.
Mr. Mills, can I make a comment on that just for the record?
Sure.
I'll definitely take your concerns into account. However, that is a different owner. There's father and children involved,
okay.
And it's completely separate entity, different owner. However, I'd be happy to relay the message that you feel they're having issues there. However, I can't speak for them or.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Appreciate your concern.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Brock Parker. I'm a land planner, civil engineer. Mr. Gukas asked me to join you tonight and speak to the specifics of the site of what we have now and what we propose to present to Sussex County at the end of the day. As we mentioned before, we have the existing Burke Equipment rental site. Kind of a compilation of, you know, used and new tractors, excavators, farm construction equipment for sale and lease on the property. Currently, there is a septic system. The exact location of it is somewhat of a mystery. It's underneath the paving somewhere. We do know it's failing. There is no stormwater management on the site. The access to the site, as you can see, is just kind of a long mix of concrete, asphalt, pavers, and dirt. At the end of the day, what we would like to propose, I brought some attachments if I could.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the smaller ones are a little easier to look at. Put up the aerial overlay, which you should have in your packet. Yeah, the new site, what we propose is roughly a 5,900 square foot addition. Those will be the service bays of car wash facility. Basically, what we need to manage the vehicles from our site as well as the one site from Dover. They do have a car runner, no trucks or trailers or anything, but a car runner that will drive the cars to and from the maintenance shop here at this facility. We do propose a new, brand new, fully upgraded, approved by the health department septic system via a mound system that's in the back right corner as you look in your plans. We do propose a full stormwater management facility that's in the back left corner. The location for these two sites were pretty much given to me. The good soils we have are in the back right corner. That's where we have our sewage area. The entire site flows to the back left corner. That's where we have our pond. That's where our stormwater management outfall is. Basically, we have a level spreader style design that the pond fills up when it burps over. We have a level spreader that sends the water where it was originally going. We are dramatically reducing our stormwater management. We're dramatically increasing our sewage effluent treatment before it's disposed into the ground. The current configuration of the site has the stone display yard about 5 feet from the property line. What we are at respectfully asking tonight is to maintain that distance from our property line. Basically, what we would like to do is we would like to pave what is existing stone, what was there when we purchased the property. Now, granted, we are extending a little bit to the north on that triangular portion of the lot. We would like to continue that distance to the northerly property line. So at the end of the day, what we would like to ask for is a reduction in the setback distances to 5 feet for the landscaping buffer as well as the setback distance. And the standards for granting a variance are very clear in your code, 5 different criteria. The first one is the uniqueness of the property and uniqueness of the project. I think the most unique part about this project, as I mentioned, is the fact that it's an existing site. We're more so just kind of asking this body for almost a modification or expansion of an existing non-conforming use because the encroachment is there. We don't propose to increase that encroachment or to make matters worse. In fact, I think we're going to enhance the property considerably by paving the entire site, by lighting it, by moving the fence back about 60 or 100 feet away from the highway, by putting in a new Del Dot approved entrance with XL and DCL lanes. We're going to be moving our entrance, as the aerial shows, away from the neighbor's driveway so that we have a more central location of the entrance to and from the site. The paving itself will be 46 feet from the paving of Route 13, so we will have an almost a 50-foot wide swath of green between the two pavings, just for that point of reference for you. Some other attributes to the uniqueness of the property is the existing conditions of the soils as well as the existing drainage of the site. Again, we're pushing all of our infrastructure, our sewage reserve area, and our stormwater management to the back. That's pushing everything to the front. That's where we have to have our display facilities. We also have an existing building. The building itself is about 60 feet from the highway. In order to get our fire lane in the front and a row of parking for patrons coming in and out of our office, we're almost automatically in that. You know, we've got our 25-foot drive aisle. We have our 18-foot parking space. Our building's only 60 off the property line anyway. So kind of by default, we're kind of stuck into the request for the variance. The second criteria is that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. As Freedom Rides mentioned, that we have to have a certain number of spaces on the site provided to make this use and this revision work, basically to make it financially viable. As he mentioned, we need enough vehicles to sell in a month. The more vehicles we can have, the more we can sell. They're putting up about a 5,900 square foot addition. It's a pretty large addition. They're moving all of their facilities, all of their corporate headquarters to this location. This is a dramatic need to provide this number of spaces that we have. To lose a 25-foot wide swath across the front, I think would destroy it, especially considering the fact that the Burke equipment enjoyed this use before we purchased the property. Again, we would like to respectfully ask to continue that use. The third criteria is that this issue is not created by the applicant. Again, this site, as the aerial shows, exists the way it exists currently. We would like to respectfully ask to continue that use. That this granting of the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. I think if you drive up and down 13, you'll see that this condition exists in many other locations. I've brought some pictures. If you'd like, I can submit them for evidence. If you like, just one copy or...
You can, yes, you would,
yeah, please. I don't want to submit these in terms of, see, they did it kind of thing, but just to demonstrate the character of the neighborhood and that this is there. And basically, I just printed out the first five I came across on Google Earth that have roughly the same proximity between the pavings as we're asking this body to grant us. And that the minimum variance that will afford relief, again, I feel as though 5 feet is the minimum that will afford us relief that we want, especially given the proximity of the building to the highway and the existing stone to the highway. And that concludes my presentation. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
All righty. Mr. Rickers, do you have any questions?
You already said that 5 feet from the...
Yes, sir.
From the 25-foot, you want to be 5 foot. Did you explain to me why you can't meet the 25-foot? For what reason?
The existing stone, as it is on the site now, is 5 feet from the property line.
Got you.
Our asphalt would be 46 feet from the asphalt along the highway.
Okay.
The site with the topographic relief on the property, pushing everything to the back left, the sewage area at the back right, the location of the existing building, it kind of forces us to pigeonhole everything. I believe that's why Burke Equipment probably put their stone as close to the highway as they did, basically because the site was kind of crammed.
So you moved everything up front?
No, sir. We're maintaining the exact location of the existing stone that's on the site now.
All right.
Basically, our proposal is to pave the stone that's there now, not come any closer to the highway.
Yeah, how many parking places do you have in there?
I believe we're in the 140 range.
140 range?
Yes, sir.
What's the purpose of the fence? You can keep that fence there?
We're going to move the fence. I believe we're going to move the fence that's along the highway back.
We're going to move the fence along the highway back, and we're going to reuse the fence that's around the rear of the property. Just for security, because there'll be vehicles parked back there that are being repaired. So we're going to keep the back area.
Point out here, this area here will continue to be fenced.
Oh, okay.
In the front? We're taking the fence off here and eliminating it that was along the front.
On the front of the building, okay. And you put it into the back?
Yes, the fence limits will be like this.
Okay, you're fencing whole. Just put the whole place in except for the front.
Except for the front.
Except for the front.
Yeah, and there's an existing fence back there now.
Oh, okay.
That we're going to try and save the wire mesh and put in new posts.
Okay.
Clean it up.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Russell.
I got a couple. First of all, if the variance were not approved, how would that affect your parking spaces?
From the hip, we would probably lose the entire row that's along the highway, which would be definitely the spaces in front of the building itself, as well as these spaces to the north of the entrance. If we lost the 20 feet, we're asking for a 5 foot variance, we need 25. If we lost that 20, that would be that whole row of spaces along the highway.
So the whole row out front?
About 50 spaces. And it's important to point out, too, the front is the primary area for the sales. That's where the display is. Back in the back where the fenced area is, that's where we're parking the repair, the inspection, and the washing vehicles.
Okay. Explain to me again. I'm a little confused about your statement about being 46 feet from the, your asphalt line would be 46 feet from the 13 asphalt?
Yeah, the asphalt line, Route 13, is here. We're back 5 feet from our property line. So from road to road, it's 46 feet. So you'll have 46 feet of grass between the paving. It just so happens that our property line is 5 feet from where we're proposing our asphalt.
Okay, so you're 41 feet. Your property line is 41 feet from the asphalt line of Route 13. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay.
One more question.
Mr.
How Warner. Much parking do you have for the public?
We have identified on your plan. There's an oval folder of a space. We have five on the north
side entrance, then 13, and then the 18, and then 9 in the back. So we've kind of split our employees as well as the public. Essentially, these 13 spaces on the south side of the entrance.
South side?
Yes.
Which is not going to be fenced in?
No.
Right, okay.
No.
Any further questions? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, two, three. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to take case, move that we take case number 11,029 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we take case 11,029 under advisement at this time. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson again?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,029 is taken under advisement. What that means, sir, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Thank you for your consideration.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too, sir.
Case number 11.